Betrachtet man nachher bei dem Mishnah Gimel, Harelai Eitzim lo yifchois mishnei gzirin. Somebody who makes an eder and takes upon himself to bring Eitzim to be put on the Mizbeah, he can't bring less than two pieces of wood. And since he said Eitzim in plural, he has to bring at least two. And each piece has to be sizable, at least an amah long. Levona lo yifchois mikoimit. Somebody who says Harelai Levona, he takes upon himself to bring Levona to be burnt on the Mizbeah, he can't bring less than one koimit, one handful. And since the koimit is a mount that is put on a mincha lechatchila, so when he takes the panasot to bring levona without a mincha, he also has to bring at least a koimit. Hamisha k'matim hin. There are five things which have a shear of a koimit. Somebody who takes the panasot to bring levona cannot bring less than one koimit. Hamisnadeh mincha yavi ima koimit levona. Somebody who brings a mincha as an adav has to bring with the mincha one koimit of levona to be put on the mincha. Even though b'di'evet, two tiny pieces of levina is good enough, but l'chatzila you have to bring one kaimet of levina with the mincha. Hamala is a kaimet b'chutz chayim. Somebody who is makdir a kaimet from a mincha outside the Beit HaMikdash is chayiv karetz. Now a kaimet is la'dafka in this case. And even a kezayit's work that is nikdar b'chutz, you would be chayiv. The only reason the Mishnah says a kaimet is la'fuke to tell us that we're not going like Rabbi Lezer who holds they need to be makdir to kmatzim in order to be chayav for being makdir and outside the Beit HaMikdash. So the Mishnah tells us only one kaimet is needed, not like Rabbi Lezer, but the truth is, if you're makdir only one kaimet from a mincha b'chutz, you would be chayav. Ushnei bezich and two ninshnei kmatzim. And the two bezich, which hold the levana that is put on the shulchan together with the lechem apanim, each one of the bezichim has a kaimet of levana altogether. Two kmatzim of levana is put on the shulchan together with the lechem apanim. Somebody makes an eder and takes it upon himself to give a matbea zav, a golden coin, to the Beit HaKavayim to be used for the Beit HaMikdash. He has to give at least one dinar zav, which is 25 dinarim kesef. Lo yifchois midinar kesef. If somebody says a realai kesef, he takes it upon himself to give a silver coin to the Beit HaKavayim, he has to give at least one dinar of kesef. If he says a realai nechoshev, he takes upon himself to give a copper coin to the Beit HaMikdash, he has to give at least a ma kesef. He has to give copper, which is worth at least a ma kesef. Pirashti ve'eni yodeh ma pirashti. If somebody makes an edit to give a certain amount of gold or silver to the Beit HaMikdash, and he stated exactly how much he would give, but he doesn't remember what he stated when he made the edit, how much he would give. In order to cover all his bases, he has to give a very large amount of money to the Beit HaMikdash until he says, I didn't intend to give that much. Meaning to say that he has to give such a large amount that had he given any more than that, he would say, certainly that much I didn't mean to give, in order that he knows for sure that he was guilty of that.